Our thought is going to come out of Matthew 14, wherefore did thou doubt, but we're going to read from Acts chapter 10. All of this is very familiar stuff, but the Lord laid this upon my heart, and I prayed it to be, I know his word will not turn back to him void, and I pray that he'll take and use it today. There was a certain man of Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God and with all his house, and would gave much alms to the people, and he prayed to the God always. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, and the angel of God coming to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up as a memorial before God. And now send a man to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, who lodgeth with one Simon the tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spake unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all the things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow they went on the journey, and they drew nigh unto the city. And Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And he saw in heaven a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at four corners, and it laid down to the earth, and wherein all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts and creepy things, and the fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, and kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again, the second, What God have cleansed, that call not thou common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, he behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which is surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, Behold, the three men seat thee. Arise therefore and get thee down. Go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. And I want to go over here in Matthew 14, and I've read these scriptures, seems like a lot in the last year, but I find more in them every time I look. And that's where I want to take our text from, and we'll get our thought, and we'll go over there and preach a little bit out of that Acts chapter 10. But it said, when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. And that's starting reading the 26th verse. It is I, but be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and called him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And I want to ask the question today, wherefore have you doubted? I'm asking me that too, because I've been through this a lot. There's been times that that God has come around and Jesus has showed me things that, and his presence was so real, just like it was, I'll be honest with you, about 35, 40 minutes ago, it was real to me. But there's been times where I felt like I could walk on water. There's been times when the Spirit of God was so strong. Even here, I can go back to when I got saved. I got peace with God. The next night I told it, and I got blessed by God. That night I could walk. I felt like when I stood and walked right there, I was walking the streets of gold. Listen to me, there's been times that I've had so much faith without doubting that I believed, and all my heart, if he cut me off, I was ready to go even as a young man. But there's been many times that I've left here feeling that way and don't get to the truck, and I begin to think of old things, think about what was said and done, and next thing you know, I begin to doubt what even happened, not even 30 minutes before, and I begin to wonder if it was even of God. So, how about you? When we look at things today, I mean, if somebody told me 5 years ago, Brother Jeff, you're going to have services where people, part of your people sat in a parking lot, part of them sat in a church, and the Lord had come in and let me know it, I would have begun to doubt, how can you do that? I want you to realize, Peter, the Lord, he went up on the housetop and he prayed and said, I believe it was about the 6th hour of the day, which is 12 o'clock. I want you to realize, and he prayed there and the Spirit of God come by, and he was in hunger. He said he coming up, he was in a trance. I want you to realize it. He said that he come down and he sent all the beast down. They was hanging from the corners of a sheet. And listen, it was led down to him. And it said, eat, Peter. He knew what he stood in need of. But listen, Peter began to doubt that from right then. He said, not so, Lord. How many times have you said that's not of God? How many times have you questioned God? Not so, Lord. I don't believe this. I don't believe you would have me to do this. When he called me to preach, I said, not so, Lord. I was sitting back there, I was right over there about where Jordan's sitting, and I said, Lord, give me something to do. I'm cold and indifferent. I need to feel you, Lord. I thought he'd say, get up and testify. Next thing you know, he said, preach my word. And I said, not so, Lord. I begin to doubt. I can't read, Lord. I can't stand in front of people and speak, Lord. I can't do this, Lord. I begin to doubt. I want you to know, honey, you asked him for something, he gives you something. Don't doubt him. Amen. You've asked for a revival. You asked him to send you revival helpers. He's doing it. He gives you somebody. He gives you two men. And just like Barnabas and Paul and Barnabas or Paul and Silas, he's giving you two men to come this way. Now don't doubt what he can do with it. Peter, he stepped out there and he said, wherefore did you doubt? At what time? And that's what that means. At just what time did you lose faith? At what time did you think? And let me read you the definition of doubt. If I can find it, I had it. I may have done lost it, may have done. Mentally to waver in opinion. Mentally waver in opinion. That's the definition of doubt. So he began to think, there's water. I just stepped on water. There's storm is all right. He began to see the waves and all the... And then that next thing, you know, I can't do this. I can't walk on water. How can I walk on water? I'm nothing but a man. That's what he goes on to tell Cornelius. When Cornelius fell down to him, he said, arise, I'm nothing but a man. So he began to doubt. Even though Jesus said, come, and he done stepped out there and done it, he began to doubt. And you know what happened? And in doubt, he sunk. You go to doubting God and see what happens.
Amen.
The only time I've ever doubted my salvation is when, right after I got saved. And you know why I doubted it? Because I'd heard all the testimonies and everything. The song, I saw the light. I was expecting great and mighty things happen. It was a great and mighty thing happened. I got peace with God, but I was looking for more than that. And so I doubted it that night. I got up from there, and that's the only time, Brother Larry, I've ever doubted my... I promise you, I've never doubted it since. Not one time. I know I'm saved. I know I'll walk before the Lord in the land of the living. He's proved to me too many times since then, over and over, that I'm His child.
Amen.
Have you ever doubted? Have you? Just be honest. Has He ever said, do this, and you just, not so, Lord. I can't do this. This ain't me. People ain't going to believe me, Lord. I ain't. You ever doubted that people wouldn't believe, Jordan, that you've changed? You ever, when the Lord laid something on your heart, you'd say, Lord, they ain't going to believe me. Have you ever just doubted? Not so, Lord. Listen to me. The carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to God, the law of God, neither indeed can be. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God. There's nothing you can do in your flesh to please God. That is your problem. That's why you're doubting. You're trying to figure salvation out. You're trying to figure out how we're going to have a revival. You're trying to figure out how this nation's going to stand. But listen to me. If we'll trust in God, we can do it. You can do it if you'll trust in God. He will not lead you into nothing He can't bring you out of.
What
does it say over, I believe it's Matthew chapter 6. Think no thought what you will eat or drink or what you'll be clothed. Take no thought in it. Don't doubt me. You seek out the kingdom of heaven. Seek out the kingdom of God. Listen, don't doubt. Don't doubt. Pay no thought in it. Don't concern yourself with it. I'm here. I'm going to help you.
Amen.
For 8 years, I thought I can't. I knew I couldn't. And I still don't think I can. But I know He can. That's the difference. That's where you'll get. When you doubt God, if you'll finally surrender to Him, you'll figure out you can't, but He can. Peter couldn't walk on water. He was just a mortal man. But Jesus could have him to walk on water. Why for did you doubt? When and what time did you doubt me?
You'd think he would have learned something, but there he was at the household of Cornelius up on the roof in a trance, maybe in a dream. We say we don't believe in dreams. The Lord come to him in one and told him what was going to happen. Told him to eat. He was sending one. And it wasn't about them beasts. It was about the Gentiles he was sending them to. They was what was not coming and unclean. And Peter said, I've never read in the Word of God where I'm supposed to do this. And I'm not going to do it, Lord. He began to doubt. It said, while he was still taking thought, he said, you go down and go without doubting. Quit taking thought. Amen.
We preached on a sermon one time. Me and Brother Bill talks all the time. I've been thinking. We think too much on the wrong things. We think about how it can't be done instead of how it can be done. We think we can't walk on water. And we can't without God. But I want to tell you something. I believe in all my heart. If He said come and walk on it, I'd walk on it.
He told them over here in Mark and in different places, but I'm going to read out of Mark 11:23. He said, "Verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall say unto verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in thy heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, pray believing that you receive them and shall have them." Amen. I hear people say, "That can't happen." Listen to me. He's moved mountains. He moved Mount Zion from across the seas over here to where we're at right now. But I'm going to tell you something else. The mountain that you're facing right now, if you'll pray believing without doubt, he'll move it too. The mountain of sin that we all carried, he took it on Mount Gotha at Calvary. He took it and cast it into the sea of no remembrance. I prayed believing without doubt he saved my soul. If you ever prayed, I mean truly prayed. People, they tell me all the time, I just can't get there. I can't get there. You're doubting. Amen. When you get to the point that Jesus means more to you and being saved means more to you than mama and daddy, the very next breath you're going to take, when you quit thinking about how you're going to get saved and just be willing to give it to him, let him save you, you'll get saved. And I'll tell you something else. When you get to the point that you'll put away doubt, if he saved your soul and trust in what he's done for you, he'll bless you.
Amen.
But as long as you let the old devil get in your mind, that old carnal mind, and tell you that you know, and I ain't trying to talk you into being saved. If you ain't saved, you ain't saved. But I am trying to tell you this. This ain't something you can figure out. Right there is one of the smartest men I know.
Amen.
How many years, Josh, did you try to figure it out, bud? Did you ever figure it out? We can't, can we? And I ain't trying to embarrass you. You can't figure this out. It didn't make no sense to Peter. He showed him this vision with all these beasts and these things. There's no doubt pigs and all kinds of things that he wasn't supposed to eat, creepy, crawly things, all these things that was nasty, common and unclean. He said, "No, sir, I won't do it." You go down yonder and you deal with this Gentile.
Yep.
"No, sir, I won't do it." He told him, he finally said, "Quit thinking about it, Peter, and do what I told you. Go without doubt." And guess what happened? The Gentile church was set up. The first Gentile church was set up. What if Peter had stayed on the house? You want to have a revival? Are you doubting we can do it outside? Are you doubting he can save souls? Well, I guess, tell you right now, if you're doubting, we probably ain't going to have much revival. Do you want to have revival? Is he saying, have revival? Is he calling you out to have revival? Is he saying, I want to save these children? Is he saying, I want you to move without doubt? I want you to work without doubt. I want you to sing without doubt. I want you to pray without doubt. I want you to testify without doubt. I want you to follow me and not doubt. Is he saying that? If he is, quit doing it. Quit doubting. Quit thinking about how it's going to work out and let him take care of it.
Amen.
And he will. You can walk on water if he says so. You say, "Well, Brother Jeff, you doubted a lot. You just told us." Amen. And so have you. And that is our problem. That was Peter's problem. That's my problem. That's That's the church's problem today. Doubt. Let's let go and let God.
Amen.
Ain't that the big saying here lately?
Yep.
Maybe even a song, I don't know. But let's let go and let God. Quit doubt.
Amen.
That's my little thought that he gave me. I don't know what we're going to do with it.
That's right.
I do feel like I need to go over and read those scriptures. Therefore, take no thought, saying what we shall eat, or what we shall drink, wherewith we shall be clothed. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto ye. So take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Significant unto the day is the evil thereof. The taking the thought of it is the evil thereof. I reckon that is my thought. And I'm not doubting it. I normally on Saturday night wake up about 15 times wondering if this is what I'm supposed to preach. You know, as I studied this, I promised the Lord last night before I went to sleep, I said, Lord, if that's what I'm supposed to preach, you let me sleep tonight, not doubt one time. And you know what? I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning, refreshed and ready to go.
Amen.
All I done is went in yonder and read over my lesson where I hoping I wouldn't make such a mess reading. And I never doubted one time what I was supposed to preach. I pray I'll do that next time I stand. Quit trying to figure it out and let God. That's my message.